Yo, it's the most dope show. It's about that time to get live. Take a break from your 8 to 5. Them other guys don't have the ability to rip it. We kick it. Three guys on representing with the most killer spirit. And we coming with the jokes. So you better grab a good pen and pad for your notes. And forget them other folks, cause we got the best quotes. Randolph does more than just jokers. He woke and he got the files. Tell Andy Klein to turn up the dial. I don't know where that boy Tim is now. Raising the daughter, he hella proud. Andy is straight up and Randolph ain't here for racist. When Tim Miller hit, that got funny as shit. The sock puppets always be there to assist. Too many to name, but they all of this shit. I guess I could try. Love me some Frankie French. Milner and
Mike B.
Be lit. I cannot forget about Petey and Chris. J.L. Covan with them Trump impressions. Riding Cameron coming from the black guy who tips. That's a whole damn nation, so they always near. Pop, pop, bang, bang. Getting green, romaine. Three guys on sock puppet nation. Gang, gang.
Yeah. What up,
Dominic?
Puerto Rico, Suave. I know you thought I forgot about you, but I ain't gonna forget about you, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, Suave.
Does anybody else feel that? Do you find which I'm every woman do you find superior? Shaka's or Whitney's?
Yes.
Whitney's?
They're very similar, first of all.
They don't deviate
too much from the Shaka Khan version.
Yeah. Also, I don't think there's a thing of Whitney's out singing Shaka. I don't see that. Because it's not.
Although,
like,
I will say
Shaka
this.
Shaka is a hell of a singer.
Oh yeah, in her prime she was a monster. But I will say this. At the end of the Whitney version, she shouts out Shaka Khan, but in Shaka Khan's version, she does not mention Whitney Houston.
Isn't that weird? How the original version that was made way back when.
I mean, I noted that. You know, so Whitney gets the upper hand on that one for sure.
It must be beefing.
By the way, both of those versions are now on the 3GO old music playlist.
I can see that, Tammy. Tammy's saying she grew up with Whitney's. Yeah, I grew up with Shaka's, obviously. Something about the bass line in Shaka's grabs me because, you know, I'm a little bit of a musician. You all know that, right? I'm a little bit of a musician.
A little bit.
And Whitney's is a touch faster. Did she have a rap? She never rap in hers, did she? I feel like I've heard a version of that with a rap in it.
I don't think so.
No, I think it's a little longer. I think it's
a rapping I'm Every Woman.
Somebody, I was probably in a club drunk and some DJ was mixing.
No, I don't think so.
Are we on, Andy?
Yeah, we're recording. We're on.
So welcome in, freeloaders. First of all, thank
fucking
you
freeloaders.
All for our numbers have ticked up on our Spotify numbers. They've been climbing, and Ashley said, rude way to start. Do you know who the fuck we are, Ashley? I mean, I'm just asking.
Seriously? It's rude. It's rude.
Our numbers have ticked up on Spotify. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're hosted on Spotify now. I got to change our 3guyson.com website.
And
it's still with
Karen, Karen and Rod, I don't know how it did when y'all migrated to Spotify. It took time for the numbers over time.
Well, ours is different. We went over there to exclusive or whatever.
Okay. Exclusive.
We lost a lot of listeners.
Okay.
It wasn't going to every platform at the time.
Okay.
We're not a good test case for that. It should stay about the same, if not tick up slowly for y'all.
Yeah,
it's about the same. It's their metrics. They do metrics different than Podbean. Overall, I think it's better than the metrics on Podbean, although some of the metrics lag, like they're clearly half a day or a couple of days behind or whatever. Right. But other metrics are in real time. So
we've been watching the tick up. We're like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
it's been going up.
Basically, everyone who went to 3guyson.com was pushing play was doing that on our Podbean feed, basically.
Right.
Anyone who was doing that now can't get it there, although I just need to change our website. I just haven't done it to do the Spotify embedded thing.
Mm-hmm.
So all those people have to figure out that we're on Spotify. Everyone else is getting it the same way they always got it, I would assume, through the RSS feed. with Apple and wherever else they got. In fact, most of our listeners, I think, still listen with Apple podcasts. But yeah, I think, and I think most of our audience has found us now over like off of whoever was listening on Podbean has figured out we're not on there anymore.
Right.
If you had the Podbean app, or if you had, if you just literally went to threeguyson.com before, although that will change, you it stopped updating at episode 1240, I think. So,
yeah,
and those are still up. We still have our Podbean account. If Spotify fucks us over, man, we'll go right back, right back to Podbean. We just renewed our Podbean account like a month ago for a year, so we still have it. We haven't like abandoned it, but it's.
Yeah, I think that's what happened to us. We had just renewed, and before the transfer, we was like, we didn't know, we're not doing this.
Yeah. And the monetized thing that like that, you have to get a certain number of listeners first before you're able to monetize. And we've just hit that threshold. So we got to record a couple.
So
record a couple ads, you know, and get on that. But I think I prefer Spotify's analytics to Podbean.
Yeah.
More detailed.
Yeah, I think they give better detail.
Shout out to Bomani Jones. Speaking of RSS feeds, he kept his RSS feed from ESPN. So,
yeah, he's about to restart his show, right? Monday. Next week.
Yes, exactly. It ain't going to be whatever they want me to talk about, I'll talk about it. I've done asked for Coke and Pepsi. It just depends on who's paying me more. What you won't see is Chick-fil-A on this motherfucker. yeah, shout out to Bo. He's coming back from Monty Jones. Y'all don't know about Monty Jones. Rod's dear brother is coming back. I don't know, Rod, are you writing for him? Are they gonna have Rod on this show?
Not for the podcast. The podcast is extemporaneous.
Unless he makes it, you know. Goes in a Dan Le Batard direction, which I would like to see, but
he's doing basically the show he was doing before, but he'll be doing it with the network that hosts a different podcast. And so I don't know how many people know, but his podcast before is all off the dome. It's nothing's written down.
Yeah, it's just him. It's just him talking to his people, which is probably what makes it great. So
yeah, so of all the things he does, that's the least amount. Like all he really needs is a motherfucker to record, maybe edit a couple commercials in. That's it.
Right. Yeah. So he posted a picture of his home studio. I always zoom in on those pictures. Like what equipment is he using?
You'll get better, Dom.
What kind of mic is that? Oh, he's got a Keylight. Okay. You know, so like, I'm always looking at that, but it's so simple now to just set up a studio at your house. And even if you're a big name like Bomani Jones, just walk over to your desk and recording.
I was talking to him throughout the week or whatever, and was wondering like if he was starting to get that itch, because I noticed he would tweet a little bit more than he's been tweeting, and he was tweeting about sports, which is to me like a maybe you feel like you want to get your opinion out there a little bit now compared, because for a few months it was like he might tweet once or twice and it'd be like in a week or so and be about like, oh, this David Bowie album was underrated.
Right.
And people are like, but what about Michael Orr?
Right.
They out there taking the black man's money. And he's like, not responding.
Well, I mean, basketball season's about to start. It's a good time to start, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Because there's a lot of storylines this year with the NBA.
Yeah, I think basketball, my time of the year. The only thing I like about the wintertime, because fuck the cold.
I thought he would have started probably around football season, because that's the big one. The NFL is the big dog. And when he didn't start then, I was like, shit, he might. Who knows when the brother's coming back?
Right. Yeah, I just, because basketball starts next week, basically.
Yeah. Yes.
This week.
Come on.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that yesterday. There's so many storylines this year because LeBron is like old, but do they have enough left? There's that whole thing. There's all the players that change teams, super teams.
As Bomani was just saying on his commercial on his thing, he was like, okay, so y'all told us load management was the way to go to preserve players. Now you're telling us load management don't mean shit. Mm-hmm. They don't need it. I can tell you, as somebody who trains athletes, load management is a thing, and they should be thinking about it if they plan on walking as older men, or if you want to walk like Kenny Smith. I'm just trying to tell you.
I mean, it seems like that would be a no-brainer. Like most
it is
people.
A no-brainer.
Well, I was going to
Bo was saying, they got that TV contract.
Right. I was going to write a deep dive. This is one of the suggestions I had about a deep dive was, does load management work and what are the benefits of it? Like, because the myth, the rumor, the way that the league has let it be put out here is like, it's lazy players mm-hmm. who just don't feel like playing and mm-hmm. decide I'm not playing tonight.
Mm-hmm. And because LeBron has showed you that over the course of his career,
right?
What and I would say to them,
right? And what we're seeing
to the rules,
what we're seeing is it's organizations and teams holding players out of games mm-hmm. where players actually would like to play, yeah. and then letting the players take the blame, I can't believe he didn't play tonight when he played my team. It's like, that's not up to him.
Yeah, what you have is a team trainer. Who are a strength and conditioning guy who's charting your minutes, who's with you in the gym, and he's like, all right, well.
But that's the thing, Randolph. In a lot of cases, it's not even that. Teams are coming from like the office and being like, hey, shut Dame Lillard down.
Yeah. Well, all you need to do is have a guy just chart his minutes and chart stuff and be like, all right, well, I'm looking at him and he's not looking as explosive as he was. He needs to rest his legs.
Yeah, that's if it's on the up and up. I'm saying a lot of these teams ain't on the up and up. Right.
I don't understand why it's not on the up and up. This should be something. I don't get why this hasn't been happening, period, since the dawn of the NBA.
Well, so here's why I think it hasn't been happening before now. Oh, shit. His mic
ran off. Mic's just beautiful.
Big basketball, big NBA.
Big basketball got you. Big Adam Silver got you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna run you into the ground for 80 games. I know what's coming. I'm not gonna run you into the ground for 80 games. Particularly if we definitely gonna make the playoffs. And you gonna have to play, I gotta save you.
So there's another catch 22 out there, which is the incentive laden contracts.
Yeah.
They do this in the NFL too. When you be about to get that motherfucking incentive, they be like, oh, you need to rest. Yeah, right. we've been checking, you know, you need to load manage you now that you're about to get the touchdown record.
And I get why an organization would do that. Right. Yes, I get why a coach would do that because you're the organization's person. But ethically as a coach, get the fuck out. I'm not fucking his money off for y'all.
Yeah.
Trying to win. Get the fuck out of here.
To me, that's where all the interesting discussion can be had is in the corporate structure versus the players' motivation and all that. That's because load management as a concept, of course, sounds like it makes sense. It's don't run yourself into the ground, right? Optimize as many minutes as you can. But like, that's only an idiot would be arguing the concept is dumb, but the way that it is actually used is not in good faith. And that's where, like, I saw somebody had a contract. Dude, PJ Washington just signed with the Hornets. He got to play something like, I think there's 82 games in the season. For him to make his incentives, he has to do something like play 70-something of those games to get his, like, extra million. Yeah.
See, that's not right.
That's crazy.
That's not right.
Yeah, because they had those things before where they have a guy, like, just go in for 1 minute to get his count for the game, like, at the end of the season, just to get his money, basically.
And if I'm your coach, and you got to play 82 and something X amount of games to get, I'll do that.
Right.
I'd probably be the motherfucker. They'd run me out of town.
Yeah, you get out of there.
I'd have to be winning. Other than that, they'd run me off.
As a coach, I'd be like, go get your paycheck.
I'm going to check you in.
As soon as you get it.
Sweats off. You ain't going to take your sweats off.
Dress shoes? Like, what are you doing?
As soon as you get it, I'm going to pull you.
For one sequence and then come back.
Yeah, that patent leather. What is happening out here? That's you can't even wear that.
And then the other reason I'm like the low management thing is curious. I haven't really seen it prevent injuries in the way that people, like, when they first started talking about what it was gonna do, they were making it seem like, and this will allow Kawhi Leonard to play forever. I'm like, this nigga don't play though. Like, even with the load, you can't load manage yourself out of a knee that is breaking apart. You just can't.
So I was about to say, I need to know other things about Kawhi. Like, what's going on with this knee? Tell me what's going on.
When you call it load management, you make it look like he lazy or some shit. When his knee is fucked up, he actually can't play. Don't call his shit load management.
Yeah, that's not load management. He needs to rest his knee.
What about the my body is fine, but mentally I need a rest day. The Kyrie Irving.
and here's where the problem begins. People like that.
A mental load management.
That's where the problem begins.
I got to manage my mental load. That's all.
Yeah.
Got a lot on my mind.
I think it was in Minnesota when they were like, we're not playing. I was like, yeah, I get it. You know, but then Kyrie, I'm like, come on, dog. Why are you not playing? You want to go study if the earth is flat or not? Come on, man.
Birthday. He's got a birthday because it's his birth month, you know.
Oh, he's catching all his PTO time. And people was like, I paid too much money not to see you play, nigga.
Right.
It's also wild today that the league just decided it don't work when they needed it and it did not work anymore.
Right, because they got that new TV contract.
Yeah.
And also the fans, you know, that Michael Jordan thing of the fans, they only come see one game and I got to play. Right. And obviously Jordan's era was different and he was built different than anyone ever, except for maybe Kobe. And also games were shorter back then. They have way fewer possessions and a lot of walking up court back then too.
Just physically speaking, Michael Jordan should thank his God that he was able to physically do that. Just physically speaking.
All right. Michael Jordan, though, was
a lot of people
was
a, who can't.
He was a freak among the freaks.
Right.
Like they talk about his days in the Olympics where he would go play 18 holes in the morning and go play an Olympic basketball game that afternoon.
Right.
Thank
your God that you were able to do that.
That's not as impressive as AC Green. Okay. Right. This man was playing every game and getting no pussy.
His
brother was out there
just backed up balls, like Samson.
With blue balls
big as footballs between his legs, full of blue juice.
Backed up balls, B-U-B, backed up balls.
Just the fact that he could even get on a court, put on his shorts, the fact that he could put his shorts on,
tie his shoes.
It means so much. And we talking about Michael Jordan, AC, the real MVP.
out there with his backed up balls.
The AC Green Iron Man Award every year. Right.
You don't go in there and jack some of that shit out for you.
Talking about load management. That's the king of load management.
Yes.
He hasn't managed any loads.
It was a different type of load management.
Yes.
We don't know what he was doing when he was alone either. We don't know.
True. He could have been managing them loads.
Oh, we know.
There'd be a lot of like AC Green. AC Green plays like 10 minutes and they're like, he's still taking a shower. He's still in the shower.
He stayed in the bathroom. Is AC in the bathroom again?
And he's in the shower again.
He was looking at the cheerleaders or something doing their little dance and he went off.
Yeah, we had a long time out. The Laker girls came out. You know, they're right in front of him. And he said he had to take
a break right quick.
Load management. Oh, okay. I got it.
Load management.
He load managing. Everybody give him his space.
He needs time.
Stay out of that room. Let him be in there by himself. It's all right.
And then his wife was in the next shower stall, just making sure he wasn't with a girl in there or talking to a female.
No, that's
that's before he got a wife.
Doug Christie.
Yeah, used to follow the team bus.
Yeah, that is the king of the bitch right there.
She'd be on the phone with him. She'd be in the car behind the bus on the phone with him while he was on the bus.
Yeah, yes. I can't imagine. To pass a rule to not allow her on the bus.
Yeah, I can't imagine the bitchery involved in that shit. From him,
I feel like so. This is my take on Doug. What did you do? This is my take on Doug. What did you do, Doug?
Something happened.
Yes. Yeah, he did. Something.
What did you do, bro?
To go to that extreme
because you decided it was worth that. This was a cost you were willing to pay.
Right.
What?
Andy Google is here if they're still married.
I believe so.
I believe they
and
are.
It
still
could
married.
Have been something minor,
right?
But his wife is.
We'll know when they're not married.
Crazy.
Oh, they're still married. Everything gonna come out.
Yeah, we'll know when they're not married because it'll end in a murder suicide. That's how we'll know. She ain't letting that man leave.
Christie and his wife Jackie have three children. In 2002, the New York Times published a feature story in which the Christies spoke about their marriage and committed lifestyle. And they should have been the Will and Jada. As of 2002, right? The Christies renewed their wedding vows every year on their wedding anniversary.
Of course they do.
Christie is a devout Christian. In 2006, BET launched the reality show The Christies Committed, featuring the Christies' struggle to balance family and celebrity life. Yeah, so they went that reality show route for a while.
What did you do, Doug? You did something fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Like, no, you fucked her sister.
He signed
or
an autograph for an attractive woman, and his wife is just crazy.
No way that's it, Mark. It's no. I see, this is the thing. I watch Basketball Wives. So I know way more than y'all know about this.
Yeah.
This woman is not that level. She's a level of crazy. That is like trauma based.
Yes.
I want to know what the trauma was.
It's two questions, Rod.
Maybe it wasn't the trauma that he's done.
It could be from my parents. I don't know.
It's two questions, Rod. It's what did you do? And why didn't you just walk away?
Why didn't you leave?
Why did you just walk
that's
away?
That's what made me see, Randolph. That's when we go back to question one. What did he do? Because he did must have been so bad. He accepted that it's so bad. Yeah. He can't leave.
At some point, though, it's got to be, this is so bad that I have to walk away.
but that's what I'm saying, Randolph. You can't even imagine.
I have studied
this couple for years. You can't even. What the fuck did you? Did you give her AIDS? Well, yeah. What did you do?
Then you gotta look at it like that too. Like, if he walked away, she would have so much. Whatever happened would give her so much leverage that she would get all his money.
Here's the thing, Andy. Yeah. You've got to just walk and let her have it. It's as I think it was T.K. Kirkland who said, "You'll get that money back. You've got a skill.
I don't even want to go.
You might have to go around the world to get it.
I just feel like whatever it is, it's something like so dark that when he leaves,
so dark.
When he leaves and she tells the world, he'll be like, my life is over. So I might as well stay.
Yeah, she's got like pictures. She's got like Polaroids in a box somewhere.
She got evidence on this man because she
recorded.
She be bitching him out in front of people. And he be cool with it. Like, oh, I love you, baby.
She taking his money and burning it to follow a bus, which means she driving his car, tearing it down.
Right.
Wasting gas money. His money, because you know she ain't paying for it.
But it's also while they have kids. Who watching the kids? Yeah.
That's a good question. Who is watching the kids?
She don't take the kids with us.
You know, it's 81 games a year, 82 games a year.
She's a stay-at-home mom. Or he does. He's now a stay-at-home dad.
Now, but I mean, while he was playing, they had kids. She would be in the car behind the bus, no kids.
Yep.
The fuck is happening?
City to city.
What did you do, Doug? Just be honest, bro.
I got this article. It's from Complex. It's from 2016.
Is it What Did Doug Christie Do? Is that the title?
It's not, but ex-NBA player Doug Christie's wife goes to extreme lengths to ensure he's not cheating. Ex-NBA player Doug Christie's wife, Jackie, routinely checks his testicles to see if he's been cheating. She does what's called a ball status check.
Yeah.
Doug and Jackie Christie have been married for 2 decades. Sounds like there might still be a few trust issues. Jackie's always been very... Okay, let me get to the...
Oh, wait. I just realized. I forgot my other third theory. I forgot to bring this one up. The third theory. He liked this shit.
That's got to be it. Something about this he enjoys.
We all know that one homie that liked this shit. And you be like, how the fuck are you with?
They think that's how it's supposed to be.
I don't know. I had a friend that he had a girlfriend that used to come to the fucking bar and like drag him out of it.
So did I. I had someone like that.
And you couldn't tell him shit. I like, bro, you okay? He's like, what?
I mean, blink twice. We used to be concerned.
And I remember like one time we were talking and he started talking about that shit, smiling. I said, oh, you like this?
Right.
You think this good?
Mm-hmm. Here's her quote. Balls have a certain amount of weight.
No, they don't.
Usually they're full.
No, they're not.
If they've been emptied, that's usually after intercourse or sex.
No, then this is true.
They're kind of smaller and they're emptier. And they kind of shrivel up and they're little.
No, they don't.
That's what I was talking about when I was explaining to Shawnee. All you have to do is look for it. Nothing emptier. Then they're a little and a little shriveled up. Then they've that been emptied somewhere.
That's not so
either he satisfied himself. That's A or B. That's someone satisfied him, and somebody got some explaining
shape.
To do.
Okay. Balls don't change. Balls don't change shape.
And
I can't believe a man allowed a woman to look him in the face and tell him that his balls change shape. Now, they're my balls. I've had balls for a long time. They don't.
For the record, this might all be bullshit because she probably said this on Basketball Wives keep the shit going on the show.
Right.
But the point being, she's the kind of crazy that would say something like this on Basketball Wives
and believe it.
To keep the, I don't care if she believe it or not. She might not. She crazy. This woman legitimate. She may believe it. She may not. But the fact that this man is walking around the earth with a woman that says shit like this out loud is crazy to me.
And she's got like a caliper with his ball size in it already. And she's like making sure it still fits within the caliper.
She's got the jeweler's loop on her eye.
She's getting in there.
What is we checking for? My thing is this. So if you're measuring balls, I feel like you need some control elements of the experiment every time.
Right.
Like you can't if it's cold outside, you can't be like your ball small, you cheat.
I mean, it's cold.
So we got to like warm up a bath. I need to be able to sit in the bath for 20 minutes every time before we get the ball measuring time.
Can I blow back up? What is happening?
I don't know. I don't have balls.
Get your jeweler's loop and get in here.
Right. I need to make sure my pubic hair is the same length every time because it can hold some of the moisture from the water. Now you think I'm cheating.
Yeah, she's got to have like a chart with like a scale of it can be between this and this.
Right.
It has to fluctuate somewhat. Talisa said in the chat, she reiterated this on the show a week ago, says she doesn't ball check anymore.
Yeah, she's still on the show.
I think it's because
she's not a basketball wife.
She's that crazy. Oh, the show, nobody was ever basketball wives on the show.
Yeah, okay.
Anytime they actually had a woman that was married to a basketball player, she lasted like a season and left.
Yeah.
See, Kirby in the chat is saying, she saw a dude that thinks women urinate their monthly egg when they don't get pregnant. Urinate. See, that's just, listen.
What? Wait.
That is just male misinformation. But to be fair, there are women, God, I don't know how this happens. They're in these ultra religious communities who think far crazier shit than that. Okay.
To be fair, women
urinate their monthly egg when they can't get pregnant.
What we're talking about here is a very specific thing about sex. These people ain't even having sex. You know.
So like
I knew a girl in college that it was I'm a virgin as long as it's not in my vagina.
Oh yeah.
In my ass.
We've talked about that before. The butt people. Like, a lot of Mormons and apparently Tim Tebow allegedly tagged a lot of ass.
Allegedly.
Well, I think his was oral. I think that was the story with Tim.
That's another one. It's not real. If it's not, I'm like, it's going in her, right?
It's still sex.
Let ask yourself this. How big are your balls after?
Well, valid question.
You got to get that jeweler's loop out.
The people want to know.
Yeah. All right. Put them on the scale. Put them on. All right.
Let's weigh them.
Every man's had a light ball day. We've all had
some days are lighter than others.
That's the day. That's the day the wind come and kind of blows you back.
Yeah.
And, oh,
and sometimes you gotta go to your coach. Like, coach, I can't play tonight. I have a heavy ball day. I got.
Yeah. Well, I tell you this much. I wish your monthly egg just did come out through your urine and call it a day, and you had to deal with the other shit.
It'd be a lot easier, wouldn't it?
That shit will be the best.
Yeah, I think a lot of that manosphere stuff, they really, you can tell when they have all these opinions about women, you can tell they've never actually spent time around women.
Excuse me, Randy, don't you mean females?
I'm talking females.
Okay.
Females. You can tell when the more they talk, the more you realize they've never actually been in the company of women. You know what I mean? Like
stop seeing women.
The females.
Somebody showed a picture of Ice Spice without makeup and my friend Seahawk, he went viral on Twitter because the person showed the pictures like, see, this is what, look at her without this makeup. See, this is that bullshit. This is why you can't trust women. And then Seahawk was like, show me you've never spent time around a woman.
Spent the night with a woman. I thought that one. Spent the night
right.
with a woman.
Right. That don't make sense.
like show these. I forget the exact phrase. It was like, these yeah. four tweets show me you've never spent time around a woman. Like, yeah, dog. You don't know what a woman looks different without makeup.
Yeah. Yeah. And right. yeah, because I think it was like, you've never spent the night with a woman.
Yes.
Something like that. Because, yeah, that's what she looks like. And also, by the way, I saw that picture. She looks like herself.
She still without makeup. She looks just right. as good, but just without makeup.
She don't, from one of the pictures I've seen from her, she don't wear that much makeup.
Yeah, it's professional glamour yes. makeup, so you're going to look different.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like, ugh, that's what you've been fucking?
Like, and also, they choose the... an unflattering angle or lighting for the no makeup shot. Like, you know, that's not a professional shot either when they do those things. So they've done that with other people. This is the original tweet. Never going to trust a woman who wears makeup ever again, says Scaredy Y, whoever that is. And these are like the.
Yeah, that's a boy. That's not a grown man. Cause that don't look
Scaredy Y
that different. What she looks like. Is a woman
without makeup,
lipstick yes. on. That's
yeah. It's pretty much just
far
lipstick.
Far away. Yeah.
And also, again, this is soft lighting. You can tell there's like soft
right,
lighting.
You got
on
a ring light yeah. happening in the background.
This is harsher lighting. Yeah, it's like. What do you think?
Look like Mexican girl, but it's true.
And she still got that ass. So what's the problem?
Well, yeah. I mean, let's focus on what's important. Yeah,
come on now.
Yeah, man. Sometimes I wonder about men are stupid. Sometimes y'all complain about shit. I was like, are you fucking her hair? I don't get it. Like, are you fucking her toes? Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, people fuck toes, but
men
you know
are,
what I'm saying?
Men are,
but, you know,
men are visual. That's the thing. So, like, it sounds like I have a foot fetish. I don't have a foot fetish. I just don't like ugly feet. Does that make sense?
You're homosexual. That's okay.
Right. Does that make sense? Like, I don't have a foot
come
fetish.
Out the,
but
just
I
come on
like
out the shoe closet, Randolph.
But I don't have a
he's homophobic.
No, I'm like, I'm not trolling around looking for feet right. and that kind of stuff. And I just
wait,
don't like ugly
mad
feet.
At you? Yeah,
I just don't like
mad,
ugly
brother.
Feet. No, if I was like, look, I like them feet. I'd be like, yeah, I like feet. You know, but
maybe
I just don't like ugly feet.
You could be a closeted homosexual and you trying to pass it off.
Why
like,
you, I don't understand why you would be in the closet about that. That's not, that's a,
I mean, look what happened to Rex Ryan.
Okay. List of shit.
They made jokes.
It's a cost to be paid by
he
being out the closet.
He should have just leaned into it with some, and what? He should have
he got outed.
He got outed. Just leaned all the way into that. I just don't like ugly feet. That's the only thing. I just don't like ugly feet.
Look, I'm not trying to put you in a shoebox, okay? It's a spectrum to me.
Yeah, what was the Rex Ryan thing? He was soliciting?
He likes feet. His wife sent him a picture of his rubber feet.
Okay.
Like,
his wife
somehow that
is,
shit got out, and it was like everybody was clowning Rex
his
Ryan.
His wife is like, also like a foot fetish. Person like people pay to look
okay.
at her feet.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
like she like in the foot fetish game, he came up.
So she might need some toe management from time to time. A little,
yeah, exactly.
Oh,
a little
man,
day off,
a little bit.
Just take a day off. No
like
more
in the
fix.
Foot fetish game, people be walking around Rex Ryan like that's you. Okay,
okay. I see you, dog.
I didn't know you was doing it like that.
Now, does his twin brother Rob Ryan have the same? Like, are they twins? Mm. Oh, to that level, we don't know, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. He's never been outed.
Yeah, he knows
Rob
how to hide.
Ryan looks like a bourbony drunk, so ain't no telling what he's into.
Yeah, he kind of has like that Ron White late career look.
Yeah.
All right, so do you guys want to talk about this Sean King thing? I've seen.
Yeah.
Well, let's do feedback first, then.
All right, feedback. We got a lot of comments, so I don't know if we'll get to all of them. What did he say? I didn't hear that. What is
parse them down?
He said parse them down as he continued to walk off.
I'll read the first four words of every comment and then just say dot 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 afterwards.
Right.
Let's go to last week's episode 1252, last Thursday's episode. Cedric says, appreciated the conversation regarding the Palestinian/Israel conflict. It's becoming increasingly rare to hear nuanced, thought out perspectives at this time. The media's thirst for retribution and running with unconfirmed reports is reminiscent of post 9/11. check out season one, episode 5 of the podcast, Blowback. The parallels are crazy. And also, like, I was thinking about this. This is the first true test of, like, the new Twitter. Mm-hmm. Of, like, because they were running with that information about the hospital bombing because it was on Twitter and everyone was saying it was true. And even some legit people were saying it was true. And since everything's so foggy on Twitter, you can't even... Twitter failed that test hard. Like, that never in the past has Twitter failed the test like that before.
That was the whole design. That was, you know, because basically everybody that got the blue check marks that was like valid sources, now people pay. So there's no checks and balances. You fired lost so many people's job whose job was, you know, to verify these accounts. So it's going to be a shit show.
Right. Right. It's just designed to be a shit show. It's like that's correct, what they want.
Because that's how he wants it.
Raphael left a comment. I got tired of trying to write down my thoughts, so I found this Halloween history from the 80s. And we have, there are several comments from Raphael. This one's a short one, but there is, of course, a link, as always, to something from 1984. I think it's New Yorkers enjoying Halloween in Brooklyn in 1984. Is this going to be like racist shit or something?
Probably.
Shaving cream? Say with my friends?
On yourself or?
With that, yeah, on myself and my friends.
Okay, is this a Halloween tradition here in Brooklyn?
Yes, definitely.
But what about this woman with shaving cream on her car?
They're having a good time.
Could have been worse.
Could have been eggs.
Eggs? What are you going to do with eggs?
They're going to throw them at people.
We're going to cook them.
I'm going to hit this kid over here. See? Extra large, grade A.
They put the eggs away because look at this. Down the block, a constable on patrol in the mood to come.
Not a constable.
Let me have it.
Come on, please.
Let me have it.
Give me the eggs.
He finally did hand it over. As for the rest, they wrapped up their Halloween on the run. New York police say they will be out in force to make sure no one violates the spirit of Halloween or the law. Will Spence, Channel 7, Eyewitness News.
All right.
Bet your people wish.
Well, let me tell you something. Will Spence ain't doing the work that our boy's doing.
Phil Williams?
Phil.
He ain't doing that work.
No, Phil Williams would have uncovered some kind of secret history of Nazis and shaving cream or something.
You see, we use the cream because we're trying to paint the world white. What?
Also, Raphael left a comment. Subway Oracle was at Comic-Con. Dang, I missed it. We saw a video from this guy last week. This guy who goes around talking to people on the street.
Who's SpongeBob?
Come on.
I guess this is what he does.
Yo, Woody.
What's good? Great time, Comic-Con. Love the vibes here.
No,
did he force you to say this?
Nah.
Willy Wonka, can you take me to the chocolate factory?
Can I take you to the chocolate factory?
Please.
How much chocolate have you eaten today?
I don't know what's going on in this video. I don't know who Subway Oracle is.
It's Comic-Con. I just don't know who Subway Oracle is. He's probably a dude who does this.
Oh, yeah. That first one was Pikachu.
Yeah. Oh, it's Pikachu. Okay.
The Raphael girl said with the big sword that was in Inuyasha.
Yes.
Raphael said I should have dropped this video of my favorite Subway dude for now. I didn't know, like, people have favorite Subway dudes.
Are you going to protect us from the flood?
He goes up to people on the subway and does man on the street.
Excuse me, sir, what do you think about
content?
The robot?
I have no comment.
Thumbs up, thumbs down. Eric Adams, with the laptop, message to Eric Adams. Nothing. Keep pushing those buttons. Can I push a button? Let me make that twerk real quick.
I don't even know what's happening.
You went to school for this? How much you getting paid, bro?
You must be the robot.
Thank you.
Yeah, the robot shit is weird. We see
matter of time before they put a gun on it. It's only a matter of time before they put a gun on that robot. We all know this, right?
Yeah.
On the New York, the NYPD robot?
Yeah.
Just start shocking people with some shit.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time.
I told you, we're a few years away from RoboCop. Everybody thought that was a joke.
Yeah, bitches leave.
Come on.
Raphael sends another link for the nerds with a sprinkle of Florida. I'm just going to the links. I'm just going straight to the links from Raphael. Gator named Darth Vader comes with us when his theme song is played. What?
Gonna see if Darth can hear from this far away. I don't know if you can see that. It's the Imperial March. See if Darth Gator reacts to his music again. It's not very loud.
What the fuck? So the gator actually is walking up to him.
He doesn't even have to give him when he gets there.
you could train a gator. Stop. It said stop.
That's how. Look, his mouth is open. What do you have to give him?
Yeah, you got to get. Okay. I was like, you got to give him something. He was expecting the something.
Gator,
to eat.
The other gators don't come to get some food too. That's interesting.
Apparently yeah, they not. Must have their own song.
Yeah. Which one of the gator songs is "It's Raining Men"? Which one is that?
Right.
It's I want
that one comes out of the water in the tutu.
I want one of the gators' song to be "Happy" by Pharrell. That would be good.
Hilarious.
And then Ka sent a link. Everyone sends links now. How can she kick?
Oh shit! Now how can she kick?
I watched this one earlier. It's a woman kicking a kitten. I was deleted. She kind of nudges a kitten with her foot, and then like four or five dudes walk up to her. And I don't know if they fucked her up or what, but it's been deleted probably because it was violence toward animals.
Yeah. Did she kick it or nudge it? I guess it don't matter.
She gave the cat was like, whatever, kept walking. It didn't seem to matter. Last week, episode 1251, we got a comment from Jay Full. Oysters in LA be expensive as hell. I paid $25 for a half dozen last weekend. For six oysters.
Wow.
J-U-I-J said, came for y'all's discussion on international issues, but really enjoyed the Cheesecake Factory ridiculousness. Jay Full also said on episode 1250, those Sky Jordans from 1985, we talked about Air Jordans in the earlier ones, Sky Jordans, are selling on Christie's Auction House for $4,000 to $6,000. My most expensive shoes are usually designer Italian sneakers or drivers. They usually run me about $600 to $1,000. That's a lot. Because we were talking about who spends the most on shoes. And then one more from Raphael. I think I might have skipped one of his, but he says, well, I guess I found a Nigerian gender wars video. They even use clips from a real-life deadly shooting in the right manner. I really want to look at Raphael's in-net search history.
Right? You're going to be all over the place.
He's all over the place. Like, what do you... All right, this is a man giving a woman a car with a bow on it.
Where are you taking me?
Thank you, babe. Oh my God.
I mean, clearly it's a skit.
And I bought you for 15.
Happy
birthday,
baby. I'm not even trying to make it seem real.
Happy birthday, baby. Wake up. Baby, I got you all the gifts in the world.
This is just... this. She got a bunch of bad gifts.
Socks.
Underwear.
What's in be this?
More gifts, baby.
Underwear. This is like a stand-up for the
80s. I see how these females treat us.
You like it, Abby?
We spent all this money on these females.
See, I think this would have been more effective as a gender wars video if he just like went live and was like, all right, fellas, listen. So I bought her a car, right? Her birthday was last week. And now look what she got me this week for my birthday. That would have been the way to go. This is too ridiculous.
Yeah, me and Roger talked about this. Some people need writers and editors to actually calm this shit
absolutely
down.
Absolutely.
That's right. What separates the good ones from the bad ones.
Yeah, you can see how easy it is to make a mistake. I mean, the one we watched last week that was like 6 minutes long.
Yes, this one's 2 minutes.
It's still too long. It's also just over the top, corny, and they're leaning into it being fake. The best ones look kind of real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to, like I said, it's kind of like a bit you would hear an 80s comedian do,
right,
but in visual form.
Yeah, you really need I just accidentally picked up my phone and started recording vibe to it, not this we set up the tripod with music and shit.
Music cues.
Yeah, they're like tick tock. They like to go in the background and add music. Sometimes the music is distracting because I was like, what is happening here?
Yeah, so I think those are all the comments we got. There might be a couple that I skipped. We had, they're kind of all over the place this week. ThreeGuysOnAt gmail.com, by the way. Or if you're on Patreon, then just go over to Patreon, comment on the actual episode there.
What time did we start?
3 50, maybe.
Okay, because we don't want to do too much in these. I'm really trying to go by that.
All right, well, we got, okay, so we've got the, obviously the Sean King story. We've also got the DJ Envy Breakfast Club story, and then the dash cam video of the guy losing his shit and driving into a parade route.
So we'll close with that. Let's start with Sean King.
Okay, so Sean King, he's trending today, actually.
Oh, God.
They released two hostages. Hamas released two hostages, Americans.
Okay.
And are we talking about James Fraudwin? We're talking about him, right?
I think we're talking about James. Yes. James Fraudwin himself.
Yeah. Talcum X.
So he posted, I think yesterday, I got it bookmarked here. He posted that, there it is.
Frederick Fraudless.
Medrick, Martin Grifter King Jr.
This is it. He posted when the hostages were released, Hamas has just freed the teenager Natalie Renan and her mother. I'm grateful. As I said last week, Natalie and her family have been supporters of mine and protested police violence in America alongside us. I'm also thankful for the Qatari government for helping to negotiate this. Dozens of us worked frantically behind the scenes to help make this possible. He's taking credit. I spoke to Natalie's family this afternoon and they are anxiously awaiting more updates. He also said in a comment on this post that him and his people behind the scenes are working hard on a ceasefire.
Are they? Okay.
So that's the that's the first thing. And then, of course, Philip Lewis posted this today. The family of released mother and daughter clarified Judith and Natalie have no idea who Sean King is. They heard about him in the post.
Well, and well, people listen
for the first time
behind the scenes. You have to understand. So,
way behind the scenes.
Just because they don't know that. He didn't say he was working with the family. He said he was working to get her released.
So he was doing deep cover.
Now he did say.
You can cue the song.
He said they've been supporters of him for a long time. And also he spoke to the family this afternoon when they got released.
Right.
And they're anxiously awaiting more updates. So
is it a different Natalie?
But that's not the same as working to get her released.
Right. He's so behind the scenes that when he talked to them on the phone, they didn't know it was him.
Right. And I guess when he says I spoke to the family, he means their family that's stateside, because they're still over in Israel.
Hey man, listen, if you listen to, you know, what Fast and Furious will tell you, there's a lot of different family. I mean, yeah. You just
like what family did you talk to? Was it her religious family?
Yeah, Sean King.
Was it a work family?
The guy is just shameless.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is even beyond This is even beyond his previous antics.
Yeah, because people are posting all the receipts. Like Tamir Rice's mother had some shit to say about him a few years ago. Of course, all the grifts, like, hey, I'm gonna climb a mountain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That was one of his grifts. Help me raise money to climb a mountain.
Yeah, he started a whole network. We watched a dude basically lose his whole everything following him to Atlanta for this shit not to work out. Remember that podcast we used to listen to?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he had that website, right?
The North Star. Yep. It's going to be the name of it. It never, he raised all the money for it.
So the North Star was the name of a paper that Frederick Douglass actually had.
That's why they named it that.
So they were going to restart the North Star.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Yeah. He was going to head up the North Star. And then it was always some reason why it wasn't.
You wasn't too, Carrie? Out. Carrie says, I too am tirelessly working on a ceasefire. You too?
Wait, we should join forces.
Because I am.
Guys, I'm way behind the scenes because I haven't even started negotiating a ceasefire. I haven't even started that.
I'm so far behind. I'm invisible.
His wife, Sean King's wife, posted a thing a few days ago. Because he's not on Twitter anymore. He's just on Instagram now, I think. His wife posted this thing, this pensive shot of him looking out of a window.
I saw that. Looking like he wanted to go play outside with his friends.
Get your ass away from the window and go in that bedroom.
She said, I snapped this picture of Sean King yesterday. He was about to write his first post about the Palestinian-Israel conflict. He was sitting on the couch in my office gathering his words, research, and videos, and suddenly got up and went to the window. Our $40,000 dog had gotten out. No. he was overwhelmed by it all and just needed a moment to breathe and reflect. None of what he does comes without a price. Well, I think everything has a price. The images he shares.
Everything he does comes with a price.
I mean, technically, that sentence is true. Right. He charged for everything.
Yeah, you guys want a hoodie with my face on it?
Hey, I'm going to go climb a mountain. That's going to cost y'all about $50,000 for me to climb that mountain.
And them t-shirts and shit sold out, too.
Sean, we weren't asking for you to do that. Yeah, but I should charge you anyway.
Yeah, I should charge you. And also, I got about 10 minutes into the climb. I'm like, oh, yeah, I fucked up my neck 2 years ago.
Yeah, so I'm going to need money for that because I got to go to the hospital.
Like, why are you beating
us? I know what
you're
thinking. Why don't I take the $50,000 that I got for not climbing the mountain and put it towards the hospital? But that's crazy.
Right.
They're like, Sean, we didn't sign no contracts. Why are you sending us a bill?
I'm going to climb the mountain so I can reach the North Star. You know, I'll be closer to it.
Yeah. Frederick Douglass climbed a mountain once.
Right. Frederick Douglass climbed the mountain on my advice. I told him. Climb the mountain. He came to me. He was like, Sean, what should I do next? His wife said for days, so many people were pulling on him asking why he hadn't posted. Because it took him like 3 days to post about Israel-Palestine.
Well, people somebody like, sides. Where is Sean? Like they do, Jaru.
Where's Sean?
Ain't nobody asking where Sean was.
Years ago, he would have done so without a second thought. Today, he's well acquainted with the consequences of taking stands against the establishment. We've lost so much, and much that has been excruciatingly painful for our entire family. I'll always be proud of him for doing what's right, though, especially when it's not easy. Hashtag free Palestine.
Not so easy. Free Spain.
Free Spain. And this is him. He was on the couch in her office just thinking, you know, he just had to go stand and stare out the window.
Child, why your curtains look like a quilt?
Why are you in her office? Don't you have your own office?
I mean, don't they have to have like high levels of security? Do you want to be standing in front of an open window if you're Sean King? People are coming to get you, you know? they're coming to dox you and maybe shoot you through the window. The mountain climbing story was that years ago, here it is, years ago he... And this was before I knew anything about him. People came out with this later. He was trying to raise money to climb a mountain. I guess the tweet's not coming up. There it is. Raise money to climb a mountain for some reason. I don't even know what the reason was. Sean King is not a mountain climber. This is the sales pitch. He's not even fit. He has 4 spinal injuries, surgeries, fractures everywhere, and struggles with pain.
Well, listen, when you're out on these freedom streets,
right?
You know, your back gets hurt. You know.
That's right.
Got a lot to carry this freedom
out
around.
Out on these freedom streets.
And there's no such thing, unfortunately, as mountain climber load management. If you're on the mountain, you got to climb.
Yeah, you do.
Can't take a day off. So he puts it in his little description, fractures everywhere, 4 spinal surgery, struggles with pain to get out of bed every morning. With this project, he's going to push through every physical and emotional limitation he has to motivate you to join him as we face the mountains of the world together.
I don't believe you. Any doctor will tell you.
You ain't climbing no mountain for back surgery. So let me just stop you right there.
He hurt his back, spinal.
Spinal.
Doctor said I need a bacchiotomy.
Yes.
I broke my back. Spinal. Yeah. It's just, there's so much with him. And it gets.
You ain't climbing a mountain with 4 back surgeries. That's not a thing that's happening. Great causes. 1, broken man. I mean, well, yeah, I'd call you broken, not physically, but yeah. Right.
This is the classic Mike Tyson video.
Now you're ready to help people
after
custom.
The ad plays. I broke my back.
Spinal.
It's spinal.
What was the problem?
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? Your
back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
Spinal.
No, I did it by a motorcycle accident.
Climbing
a
mountain.
Discovered I was doing my sit-ups, 2,500 a day with my 20-pound weight. And one day I couldn't move anymore.
Yeah. Okay. You didn't break your back. You probably ruptured a disc there, Mike.
It was that's spinal. Why you need load management.
It is
250 a day. Load
management. It is spinal.
It was spinal.
So spinal.
So Sean King has been doing this for a long time. People still give him money. He still has a million followers on Instagram. Yeah,
it's crazy. People still give him money. You know what's even worse? Is like half the people calling them out turned out to be grifters of their own sorts.
Yes, they right. did.
To where it's just like, who the fuck can you trust? Y'all were only calling them out because y'all couldn't get the money. Y'all
right.
Y'all saw through the grift because y'all grift.
Right. You know the game. He was posting in 2011. We're $450 away from crossing $8,000 mark. Can you help us get there today? At tellthemountaintomove.org. He had a website for this grift.
What was he climbing a mountain for? What was the cause?
Just to overcome, to symbolize us moving the mountains out of the way that are in our way in life.
For money.
Okay, so he needed the money for what?
For to have it to spend on things.
Yeah. he got to buy a house.
Seemed kind of straightforward to me at this point.
Yeah,
Lakita, give me money.
Lakita said, what was the cause? That's the thing. It was everything and nothing.
The cause was his balance on his bank account. He was looking at it and he said, I would like to have more. What can I do?
I know. Okay. I'll climb a mountain.
So I'm going to need me to start me a GoFundMe just for the fuck of it.
Right.
Yeah, you might as well.
Just saw a thing here. Abram Kendi put this up today. His wife is battling stage 4 metastatic breast cancer.
Okay, way to bring the show down. Very important. Last I don't want us to have too much fun. All right, let's wrap this week up, guys. We Randolph said it's time to go.
I heard that Sean King is working behind the scenes to eradicate the world of cancer.
Yeah. When she beats it, he gonna take credit.
Oh shit, Big X got you.
Yep, the Big C.
Big C, Big Cancer. Cancer, like I heard you talking about me.
Now he's not okay. Now I got to unmute.
Damn, now he's muted.
Okay. I say, you see how Andy jumped right in? You got to let us cook, Rod.
Too late. The big cancer took you out. You couldn't even cook.
It sure did.
That's right.
Got me.
That was hilarious.
All right. So, do you guys want to talk about? There's so many things we're not going to get to, but we got Cornel West, we got the Road Rage Guy video, and we got the DJ Envy story, which is really about his business partner.
Yeah. The DJ Envy thing seems a bit overstated.
Which is funniest?
I feel like the DJ Envy thing will be a story in a week if it's a real story. And if not, it'll be gone in a week.
There's lots of videos of that guy. They used to bring him on the Breakfast Club and DJ Envy would ask him about his real estate empire.
I just like how Joe Budden told him, you're going to go to jail behind this.
Right. Yeah, so DJ Envy is somehow involved, although he claims to be a victim. He lost $500,000, he says. There's some news reports, though, of a lot of people losing money to this guy who called himself Flipping NJ.
Who learned how to flip houses in jail.
Right. He learned how to flip houses in jail in the big house.
With no money.
I guess if we can watch a quick news report on it, because I was trying to catch up on what the story was. Mm-hmm. Because everyone was just dunking on DJ Envy. I didn't understand what was going on at first.
Well, Envy is really big into this thing of making money and real estate and car shows and all kind of poor shit like that.
Yeah, but the story was like they raided the office, but then they maybe didn't raid the office.
They didn't raid, but they came and asked some questions.
They arrested the business partner, but he didn't get arrested. That was part of it, too, because they were saying he got arrested and that he didn't.
We're back now with an iTeam exclusive. Less than a week after we broke the story of investors who say they were scammed in a real estate venture promoted by radio host DJ Envy, there is a major development.
DJ Envy's longtime business partner has been arrested by federal agents in New Jersey. Cesar Pena has been charged with fraud. Investigative reporter Sarah Wallace has been all over the story.
She has the latest
from federal court in Newark. Cesar Pena.
Pena arrested by the feds this morning on a charge of wire fraud and brought here to the federal courthouse in Newark. They say this may be just the beginning. He could face additional charges.
Looks like one of the evil vampires from True Blood.
You might know him on Instagram as Flippin' NJ, my friend Cesar Pena.
DJ Envy often had his pal, Cesar Pena, on the radio host's The Breakfast Club show.
Started with no money, and here I am, $50 million later.
And also the clip of Donnell falling out laughing, that's a meme now from The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Is Donnell making fun of this dude to DJ Envy? He's like, you got big pun on here selling houses.
I saw that clip everywhere.
Yeah. So someone re-upped it at the real clip, and it's Donnell making fun of DJ Envy. You got big pun on here selling houses, and he just falls out laughing about it.
Show.
Started with no money, and here I am. $50 million later in real estate.
Promoting their real estate partnership. Now, in this federal complaint, the government says Pena engaged in a Ponzi-like scheme involving investors, adding Pena defrauded dozens of victims of millions of dollars. We interviewed many of them.
I lost $200,000.
$835,000 in total.
I lost a total of $64,000.
I lost $1 million.
Envy, whose real name is Rashawn Casey, was not charged. But many of the alleged victims say they were influenced by his celebrity.
He's advertising this all over the radio and on television.
Investors say Pena promised he would rehab and flip distressed properties, many in Patterson, giving a 30% profit within months. Dozens have now filed lawsuits saying they never got any of their investment back. Pena is accused of pocketing
So he's guaranteeing that he's going to flip it for a profit, and you're going to get 30% of that profit. That's what he's saying. And you just put up whatever.
Ponzi scheme is what they call it.
30% profit.
I think I've saw several documentaries on this.
Yeah. Joe Budden told him don't do it.
$17 million from just four properties. As news broke of his arrest, we were interviewing Jeff Robinson, who owns a food truck and car wash in Patterson.
My son, that's my world. And these people took advantage.
His son, Jeff Jr., tragically died in a car accident 6 months ago, leaving two children behind. Jeff Jr. had invested $325,000 with Pena in this Passaic property. The dad says Pena then went dark.
Month after I buried my son, I called Cesar. Oh, bro, I'm going to meet you. I have text correspondings with Cesar, text messages. Oh, I'm running a little behind. He never met me here. But my main concern is getting what's due to those children. It's not fair. The comfort would be when my grandkids are in position, when they have trust accounts with that money that he owes those children.
Pena pleaded not guilty. He has to post a $1 million bond and is being released on electronic monitoring. He cannot leave the state of New Jersey. No comment from DJ Envy. An inside source tells us that the iHeartRadio offices were visited by the feds, who took out electronic equipment as part of this investigation.
And then that story got maybe debunked a little bit. So, yeah, I don't know that sort
of jail.
Get rich quick. There was that whole thing a couple years ago with crypto too, of like, just all you got to do is do this and do that.
That shit always sound like a scam. That shit never made any sense. It was Mickey Mouse coins.
By the way, the fact that him learning how to flip real estate in jail was part of the sales pitch.
See, that should have been flag number one.
Right.
I learned like, that in jail. Anybody school. Can do it.
And also, for all the people that was hating on Jay-Z, this is what Jay-Z was talking about that day. Like, everybody took it out of context, but what he was saying was, my cousin came to me with one of these fucking schemes. I said, money don't work like that. Right. you need a idea of business. You can't just be like, give me 4,000, I'm gonna flip it into 200. How are you gonna get it back? Nah, nigga.
All you got to do is.
I've made a lot of money. Trust me, you got to do something.
Right.
A product, something.
Just.
And it's all like, you're going to get your return like in 3 months. It's going to be get rich quick.
30% is ridiculously high.
Everybody, he's cheap. I'm like, no, he's not stupid.
Right.
Yeah. That's dummy. What it is he's not stupid.
You dummy.
How did he keep that money?
DJ Envy. And they're not addressing it on the show, are they?
I doubt
when all this time DJ Envy sells himself as he's like the dude who has all the ideas for how to invest money, particularly for Black people, y'all, because it's all about Black people. What did he say, Tasha? Tasha in the chat room saying he said something.
What did he say? Donkey of the day?
I think what he did was he posted a picture of Pena looking out of the jail fence and thinking about what he's going to do when he gets out to get rich.
Everything has a cost.
Everything has a price with flipping NJ.
Yeah.
what did he say? I don't know her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did Envy say something? I don't know. I haven't seen any clips.
I've never watched The Breakfast Club, so I don't know
either.
About these people. The only time I ever see them is clips going viral and me being surprised how many of my friends watch this shit.
Right.
Like, I remember Joe Budden had talked to him about that. I'm like, and you had the clip on deck, nigga? Wow. Okay, I'll see you. I didn't know you was this big a fan.
Yeah, I saw it on a thing. Somebody posted a clip of him saying how Joe Budden told him. Someone posted a clip on Twitter how Joe Budden told him. That's my caveat to say I don't really fuck with the Breakfast Club. I saw it.
That's different, Randolph. I'm not talking about the fact that the clip was on Twitter. I'm saying the fact that people could recall immediately, like, I remember the episode where he told him that. Here's the video. I'm like, oh, you a fan. Don't try to act like you don't like that, man. You a fan. You do that.
Yeah, my thought was, as the person who posted the video, Joe Budden told you this? Joe Budden was the voice of reason. Oh my God.
Well, then Joe Budden, there's a clip from Joe Budden's podcast where he's talking about it separately, like back in the whenever it happened.
You probably should not fuck with this then.
He's like, he called me. I was like walking my dog and he was telling me all this shit about get rich.
It's all the hip hop dudes that people swear they don't fuck with that are super popular. It's like, and you know, DJ Academics has something. Matter of fact, let me pull up that clip. Like, wait, hey, man, y'all listen to this shit. Don't be lying.
Bridget said he didn't know the guy's intentions. I think I saw a statement where he said he's a victim too, and he lost $500,000 of his own money.
Of course he is.
He's not a perpetrator. He's a victim.
It makes sense though. It makes sense because part of the hustle is the confidence of it, and it makes sense too because I don't think DJ Envy seems to be that smart. Okay.
I need you to do the radio show where you talk about that. See, I got caught in this. You can get caught up in this too. Be smarter than I was.
He'll never do that.
But here's the problem. He caught people up in it. A Ponzi scheme means you have to recruit.
That's how Ponzi schemes work. You got to ensnare people.
You got to recruit others. So he was calling his friends. He was putting this guy on the radio to talk about his thing.
But here's the thing, Andy. He caught people up in it, but he wasn't in on it.
Right.
It's the stupidest version of being in on Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, it's like multi-level marketing. You know,
I have more respect for the dude that was getting the money.
Right.
He's a piece of shit, but he was a piece of shit that profited. You just a piece of shit that was stupid and got used.
Yeah, you just believed all the bullshit.
Yeah, you talking down to me. Oh, you must not want to get no money. Yeah, I guess not.
Because Envy does that. He does that a lot. You know.
You talking down to me and you getting played, nigga. Shut up.
I'm assuming Envy makes a good amount of money. He's on his path to get rich slow and steady. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have to do these things about quickly overnight getting rich, but that's so intoxicating for people to, I gotta flip this money and double it in 6 months.
Yeah,
why?
They always want to be like, I'm in on some shit y'all don't know about. It's next level. To me, I still feel like NFTs and crypto was that for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had a lot of not very smart people that don't make good decisions telling me I was stupid all of a sudden. I'm like, okay.
Well, I guess
that make you feel good.
Yeah.
But then they'd have to sell you on it. Like, it's different than money, but it's an investment, but it's not an investment.
But
as soon as you ask them to explain it, the shit starts sounding like a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah. Here's the utility of it. Oh, there's no utility. Okay. So
what is this about? Yeah. I don't even know. Listen,
what's the product?
So you get this asset, it appreciates in value. You never sell it.
Yeah.
But you will get rich.
Yes, you will get rich though if you just trust me.
Yes, something you can never hold and never touch. This outfell somewhere.
What? Nigga, didn't you ask me for $20 yesterday?
What is behind this? You see what's behind this is God and dreams. What?
I know what they do. They do is talk bad about regular money.
Yeah.
They never talk good. They don't say crypto. They just say, oh, you want to be like the money that's controlled by governments and centralized. We want decentralized. And then if you ask them how it goes up, they'll be like, well, you gotta, what I'm doing to you, I'm trying to convince you, you gotta do that to people.
Right. Yes.
You just gotta convince
them. Is this a FDIC insured? No.
Oh, okay. No, it's not. All right. No FDIC insured.
See, that's the thing. The FDIC, they be holding you back.
Yeah.
See,
you think they help? Yeah. Because if it just goes
belly up, then it's just gone.
If someone hacks my account and steals my coins, is there like a number I can call, like a customer service number? Nope, no, I just don't have it.
Right. You had some athletes that was like, pay me in bitcoins. I was like, bitch, never. Oh.
See, no, but that's the good part.
No, I won't. See, you ain't got cash.
You don't even need to know your account number. You just need to log in.
Right.
And anybody that have it can log in and get the money. So like, you could give your login to your wife. It don't matter.
Yeah. And no one is, your name's not attached to it. You can't trace it. Like it's just
untraceable. So if you get robbed, you can never find your money. But also, if you rob somebody, they'll never get it. So
let me ask you this. Haven't you always wanted to be your own bank? No. Why would you go to a bank when you can be your own bank? Because the bank has protections.
Oh.
They know what they're doing.
Listen, man, this money is gonna go up. As long as Elon Musk is a stable, reliable person, our coins will continue to increase in value. Now, what are the odds that this billionaire is not stable and reliable?
He's so funny, too. Like, just follow him and retweet him all the time.
He hosts SNL. It's going to be, man, we're going to get rich off of Elon Musk, the great decision maker.
There's a guy who made $1 million off Dogecoin. He went on Reddit. He posted screenshots. Hey, I just put my life savings into Dogecoin and it skyrocketed. I'm a millionaire now. And he became known as the Dogecoin millionaire. The New York Times did an article on him. The Daily Podcast
did a podcast.
And then they did an update like a year later with him because he didn't cash out. Jimmy said that he cashed out. He still, I don't think to this day, never cashed out. Nope. It was up to $1 million. Everyone's like, dude, sell it or sell at least a lot of it. And then he didn't, and it got up to like 2 million. And people were like, you got to at least sell half, just cash $1 million out. You know, after taxes, you still have like 600,000. Don't do this. And he was like, nah, man, Elon's going to host SNL. And he's going to mention Dogecoin.
Oh, no.
And then it went up. He got up to about 3 million in his account. Mm-hmm. And after that, it collapsed. And on the way down, he never sold. And now it's worth like virtually nothing. Everyone told that guy to sell. It's like, you won the game, dude. It's a lottery ticket. You won it. But that greed kicks in and like, I'm going to get richer quicker. You know, just so many stories like
that. Lakita said, that's too bad. Is it too bad though, Lakita?
The guy's from around here. He's from Maryland.
Yeah. The fact that Twitter bots were telling me to get crypto.
Yeah.
Was a sign to me. It was an early sign that random responses from anime avatar crypto bots were like, get in the Dogecoin. I said, this don't seem like how the bank operate. The bank don't. I've never tweeted some funny shit and then BB&T was in my mentions like, hey, open up an account.
First Union, Wachovia hit you up.
What?
Hey, don't you want to own some artwork? Here's a picture of an ape that someone drew in 10 seconds. Right. You want one?
Here's 3/5 bank. We just want to holler at you. Let me check your DMs real quick. Right. Fuck out of here.
Jimmy Fallon was talking about NFTs.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yes.
Let's do this road rage story real quick.
We ain't got to. Let's bring this. That's 5 o'clock. We got to.
All right.
We got to leave something for the.
All right.
For the
Wednesday.
Yeah. This is what happened. This is why you need to pay.
There's also a story, which I'll tease for Wednesday. I saw it today. A man who pretended to be a mannequin in a shop window charged with theft. Because when the mall closed, he just started stealing shit.
No, that's hilarious.
I just want y'all to know, freeloaders, we are going to stay on and talk about the YouTube video without y'all.
We're going to shut this off and then we're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it privately on also, our group chat and everything.
y'all need to know that there's 3 hours over on the Patreon.
Yeah, we went long on
that. I don't have access.
Today's pod was 3 hours.
Mike B was there.
Yeah.
He was
Mike almost B? There. He was mostly
three hours of us talking.
And altered Mike B was there.
Altered Mike B.
Y'all missing altered Mike B right now.
Yeah.
Fucking around trying to be cheap.
It's over there. It's $3. Was it $3 or just anything we wanted?
It's $3 for the first tier, which is Mighty Real. And if you want the Thursday episode on Monday for yourself, then it's $5. Right. That's if you want to be an early bird on Thursday, you pay $2 more. But then we get also the Wednesday night episode is available to
Wednesday,
everyone.
Wednesday, and you get woke files when I give them to you. And once I finish this training, they'll start coming again. Don't worry.
Right, exactly.
They're going to be there. So, you know, we're going to start... Got to leave y'all wanting something. Y'all got us talking about this Doge. Go buy some Doge. Listen.
Go buy all the Doge you want.
Thank Rod and Karen for coming in with us as always. Y'all know we appreciate them. We want to thank Brother Mark, who, you know, y'all know, obviously, I appreciate Mark. You missed Mike B. Drop some dollars going over there.
Yeah, you missed Mike B. He pitched us on some financial schemes that we are all going to buy.
A lot of conspiracy and a lot of conspiracy.
I Venmo'd him some money. Yeah, I was like, go ahead conspiracy. And whatever you're flipping, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. And y'all come on back on, drop some money and come back on Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be here. And then come on Wednesday and then come back next Thursday. We'll see y'all. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Karen Morrow.
I'm Rod Morrow.
I'm Brother Mark.
Hey, and we're three guys on. Drop some money and come see us. We're out.